Joni DeWinter.
And I am Susan Grant.
And we are part of Bell Street,
who are an events band and production company.
And we're here talking to you about our fun and failures.
On our journey to being scared but doing it anyway.
Hello, everybody. We, as this episode is going out, it's actually New Year's Eve.
It is 2024, and we are getting ourselves ready. Well, we're not yet, because the gig is a long way away. Yes. But we are singing tonight to welcome in the new year.
And this is our last podcast in this series, in this season, season two of Just Do It Anyway. And it's been really cool to do a second season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. We're really grateful for being able to talk to more people. We've really loved speaking to our guests this season, as well as last.
Yeah, we were discussing the year gone by yesterday, and it's amazing. In my head, we hadn't started this podcast this year.
No.
At all. But we've actually, in a year, started a podcast, and yeah, the guests, we've been so grateful. It's been really nice, actually, because once you've interviewed people, I then feel like there's kind of this connection that you can never let go.
It's really nice to sit down and talk with people and to people and just hear. It's been great just hearing all these different stories and finding out a little bit more about everybody that we didn't know.
Yeah, and just stealing everyone's ideas on how to be as successful as they are. We're just slowly scurrying away in the background trying to implement everyone's ideas. We always wanted to make this podcast as a kind of guide along with us, not as us telling you how to be successful, because
we're still trying.
That would be hilarious. But you can learn with us, and that's what we like.
So in today's chat with each other,
hello,
as we finish off the session,
we always have a warm-up chat, a pre-chat, where yes. We get out all our non-broadcastable things.
Today's was very long.
It was a good hour. A whole cup of tea.
Yeah, and a very much a counselling session for each other. So yes, we've done that.
We're fully healed.
We won't bore you with that today. But we have had a bit of time to really look at next year and how that looks for us as Bell Street, as a production company, yes, as entertainers that we are.
And we haven't done a podcast over New Year, obviously, because we only started the podcast this year. And so we thought we could share with you our process of what we have been doing for a few years now. Normally, actually, we do it in January, but we're so eager this year to get going that we did it yesterday.
Yeah,
on the 30th of December.
We did.
And maybe you will be able to glean something from it. We leaning heavily from a podcast called the Mel Robbins podcast, and we were introduced to this idea a few years ago, and she has taken it from a business model. Businesses use this to assess themselves and see where they're going and to set goals, and apparently it's the most successful way to do it. So we latched onto this idea, I think possibly because it's very simple.
Mm-hmm. And it's very positive as well. It's nice to be able to really do something that is structured as well, and that we can take a lot from.
And it's not too goal heavy. It's more about really knowing where you are to begin with, mm-hmm, before you set out on the next year, which, you know, sometimes you forget. Especially us, because we're kind of running, one project, next project. What we're doing now, I want to do this. And so we've definitely, probably even a couple of episodes of this, we've decided we probably need to take a bit more time, mm-hmm, to, when making decisions, to just pause for a moment, recapitulate. I've said that so much.
Yes.
In the last month.
Good. You got it right now.
Yeah, I know.
That's good. Yes, and she actually talks a lot about having your goal and wanting to be at that next place, but actually without planning, without the process of getting there.
And your reasons for wanting to.
Yeah, it's not so easy to get there, which might sound quite obvious, but we really looked at that yesterday, which was quite exciting, almost to look at where we'll be next year if we plan through the stages this year.
Yeah. It's interesting because I often think about our partnership. As I do, I think about it a lot. Okay. But I think about it and I think it really shouldn't work because... so I'm leaving. I'm going solo. No, great. Definitely not. Because we are both the people who jump to the end. Naturally, we're both the people who... you know, you have people who jump in the water and people who row. and we are both the people who go, right, let's go, whee, yeah, and jump. Yeah. And there's no one in our setup who goes, "What? Hang on a minute, how and why? And why are you going there?" So we're definitely learning to be more accountable to ourselves. And that's probably why we listen to so many... like podcasts and things like that, is because it's like the third person in the room who goes, wait a minute.
Yeah, a little bit of sense.
Yes. And so we are great believers in just doing it anyway. And that's, you know, why we're still going as Bell Street, I think. Mm-hmm. But, and why we're still interested in it. But we are definitely learning that with just doing it, you need to not take your time, but take a moment, know why you're doing it.
Knowing why, absolutely. There's definitely space to take a breath and go, does this feel right?
Yeah.
Especially if something just is a little bit off.
Yeah. And I guess the advantage is, even though there are two of us that do just jumping, I guess because there's each other.
Yes.
We do have space to discuss things. And I guess I feel responsible that you have a family. You feel really? Responsible.
Why are you responsible for my family?
What I mean is, I can't be like, let's just spend all our money that we don't have,
yeah,
and do this stupid project and go on a world tour without considering anything. We do have that accountability to each other.
Yes, absolutely. And we started yesterday with our piece of paper. We've got these brilliant post-it notes.
So post-it needs to sponsor us.
Yeah.
I swear we keep them in business.
What size is it?
That's A3-ish.
Yeah, they're great. They stick as post-its do.
Well, we used them in the cabaret, didn't we, backstage, and a couple of the people involved were like, whoa, are they giant post-its? Yeah. I'm like, yes. We plan our lives on these, plan our musicals on these. I don't know. It's just very... stationery is very satisfying, isn't it?
Yeah.
And massive stationery, like tiny stationery, is just very satisfying. Yeah.
And we pulled all of those out from last year and the year before when we had done our highlights and our goals for different projects in the Januaries. And it's great to look back on them. And
yes.
Tick off what we have done and look at some things and go, what?
What were we thinking? So the process begins with kind of finding out where you are and what situation you're in and having a good look at what's going on with you. So we always start by doing our highlights of the year. So we just get a big bit of paper and I like to be the scribe.
You do.
Normally we buy new markers. Mm-hmm. Again, stationery. Maybe Paper Chase could sponsor us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just start listing the things that we feel were great about 2024, things we're proud of achieving. And actually, Mel Robbins, who originally gave us this idea personally, suggests going through your camera roll because you document so much on your phone. And actually things that you've forgotten pop up. And so we did it. I mean, my phone is full of Susan. And it's full of Bell Street, so we've scrolled through both of our phones
and it's nice to look at some of the photos and go, oh of course we did that, or we did that gig, or wow, we wore that.
So what were some of our highlights? Let's have a look. Because there's things you forget you've achieved in that year. Because definitely, for example, the podcast for us is a big achievement because this time last year we had no idea how to start one.
No. And it was on the list for this year, possibly.
Yeah.
But we were scared.
Let's dip our toe in. And yeah, so we'd forgotten that we started it this year. So that was a massive highlight. That's shareable.
So what we did this year in two separate occasions was actually make space for the creativity. So one at the beginning of the year was a workshop over the weekend in London. We went up for the weekend to write. It was a musical writing workshop. And we did that and met some brilliant people, and that got our creativity flowing, but with no distraction from everything else. So we were really lucky for that. And we had it funded as well. And the other thing was we had a week funded in Poole at the Lighthouse. They had space that you could apply for, and we managed to get that. And we went for a week and wrote, which was amazing. So carving out that space, as we've talked about before,
That was a highlight.
It was a highlight, massive bonus.
I mean, we've talked about one of the things we talked about a lot was our mini cabaret we did at the Fringe, not our charity cabaret, but our mini cabaret. And I think we've talked about that a lot, and the reason was I think it just worked so easily. And some projects you do are just such hard work and such a slog, and then some projects you do just flow. And that was one of the things that was really a highlight for us. So we then spent a bit of time talking about why we felt it was a highlight and why we felt like it had, with a bit of distance, why we felt like it had worked. And we were talking about how the fact that, you know, we felt like we were being authentically who we were in that. We weren't trying to be a different kind of act to fit in with a venue's requirements. We weren't trying to overreach and be something that we were so uncomfortable with. It felt very natural. So that was a really good thing, because that we then used later on in our session.
Yes. Yeah, it was sold out, which was amazing, because people, not even we really knew until a couple of days before, how it was going to look completely. And it was great that people came to see it and really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah. And a few things, I mean, what's useful about it is the things you've forgotten, and the things like with Hugh the Musical. We haven't done Hugh the Musical as much this year, but actually at the beginning of this year, it was quite prevalent in our minds and in our diary. And we'd always wanted to go do it somewhere near London, and we did. We went and did it, and people showed up and people came. Mm-hmm. Was it sold out? No, it was not. Were there hundreds of people there? No, there weren't. But were there more people there than Chichester? Which is our infamous one.
Yeah. But there were people there that just didn't know us.
No, they just came to see it.
Yeah.
Very odd, but lovely.
Yeah. And also with Hugh, we managed to put together a trailer, which we had wanted to do. And with the brilliant help of Alex Bowdrey, who we work with a lot, he put together a great trailer for us, which we needed for us as well. So that was fun to do.
Yeah. Again, forgotten we'd done it.
We had forgotten we'd done it.
And then, you know, we're not going to read all the things out, but there's so many things. And what it's good for doing, the highlights like that, is just laughing and remembering the things that you've really had a ton of enjoyment out of. And remembering how hard we've worked.
And achievement.
Yes. Because actually, a year on paper looks like such a short time, but it actually, you do so much. And I think we definitely forget how much we get through in a year. Mm-hmm. I had definitely forgotten. And it made me feel so much better, because I was beginning to feel a bit, maybe not low, but a bit like defeated about thinking of all the things we need to try and achieve and where we were going and, you know, what are we doing? And like, how can we really harness what we've got and feel good about what we're doing. And I was beginning to feel a bit overwhelmed by it. But actually, when we looked at our highlights, I just felt really encouraged that actually we've achieved so much. And we've really made some brilliant connections. Connections this year have been brilliant for us. And we've really enjoyed working with other people. And that's not something we've done a lot of until this year. Talking to the people with the podcasts, all our guests, that's been so lovely. Working with the people on the Bad Cabaret, it felt so natural.
Yeah, it did. And that includes all the technical help we've had as well. People have just been brilliant giving us advice. We've learnt so much from other people. And I think also learning to hand things over to people who really know what they're talking about. And not feeling we have to do it all ourselves.
Yeah. I also think it's maybe it's a confidence thing as we've begun to know ourselves more, we've become a little bit more confident. And so you hold on to things a bit less anxiously. And so working with other people and trusting other people and working with them, I think once you have a bit of confidence in yourself, you're less scared of trusting other people and letting them in and letting, you know, them be part of your creative process.
Yeah, so we've really enjoyed looking at the highlights, looking at all the photographs, and I like the fact that filming the Connor kidnap is on there.
Yes, well, I mean, it just gave us endless joy. Kidnapping our local busker, very good music. And one highlight this year, also I've just read, is we weren't too cold. We did a lot of running around outside the year before last, and it was exhausting. It was great, but especially in December, we decided we didn't want to book in loads of things where we were going to be
freezing,
getting rained on, and lugging equipment around. Mm-hmm. It was a real choice, wasn't it?
So we had lovely gigs, and we weren't too cold.
No. Great.
Unfortunately, we did lose a couple of gigs to the weather, which is awful for the venues as well. Apart from those, we had a great December, being relatively warm.
And festive for us.
Very festive.
Yeah. So once you've gone through your phone, had a little look at your highlights, and you know, taken some time to enjoy those memories, so then you move on to what we have decided to name Friction and Challenges. It's like magic and tragic, but less comfortable.
Yes. No one wants either of those, really.
It's supposed to be things you found hard, but we didn't want to use the word hard. What did we think the name of the podcast might be? Hard things and... It was something that could be easily misconstrued, but maybe we'd get more listens. Anyway, Friction and Challenges. So it's a good time to kind of think about where you felt friction in what you're doing, or uncomfortable in a way that's not just getting out of your comfort zone, or...
But not in a negative way.
No.
So everything we wrote...
Some of them are negative and some of them are just...
Yeah.
Observations.
Observations. And so, again, it's where we talk about learning to take a breath. We've gone into a couple of things and gone and said afterwards, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Maybe... We would have done that differently. So learning to think just for a minute and say, actually, this doesn't suit our brand, or this isn't right. We could do this a different way.
For example, one of the things that was a friction this year was this podcast. But it doesn't mean it was a negative thing. Mm-hmm. It was just something that, right, we've done it. That's great. So what are the things that feel uncomfortable about it? And what do we need to do to make it work for us and be more successful, and how do we want to make it part of our brand, because we did just jump into it. And in a way that was great, because it evolved really nicely into something that we felt was a true reflection of what we wanted to do. But at the same time, you know, it's taking up a lot of time. Mm-hmm. We've had to learn a lot of skills. And so we were talking about how can we turn those frictions into something that works for us. So that was a good discussion, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the biggest friction and challenge for us is time.
Always.
That is the biggest thing for us, to navigate life around all the things we want to do, all the things that are going to make us money to keep us going as a business, and all the creative things that we can put out and the stuff we can do with people. And we have been asked quite a lot when we were discussing yesterday. People say, why are you doing the podcast?
Yes, we've been asked by three people who we respect.
Yeah.
We were asked in an interview. We were asked by someone who knows our brand quite well, and, you know, we do go to for advice. Why? Yeah. And also we were asked by, we had a taster session with a business coach, and she was like, I can see how this would make you money, but why are you doing it now? So this podcast obviously doesn't make us money, but we both still feel like we've got the energy for it. And that is how we test a lot of our things. How does the energy around it feel? Are we dreading it? Are we resenting it? And we're not there yet. So,
well, no, and I think if it had just been us talking for all this time, we might feel differently. But once we'd started to talk to other people and bring them in, and the responses from listeners and from people around about all the other people that we've spoken to has been so inspiring as well. We enjoy it. And so we carry on looking at how podcasts work with sponsorship, make the time a bit more worthwhile. But at the moment, this is for our enjoyment, really.
Yeah, and what we've loved about it is the connections, again. Yeah. And also being able to engage with people who want to randomly follow us. We want to build that more, so watch this space. So that was an example of something that's a friction, but it doesn't mean that it's a negative thing that we have to stop.
Mm.
But the like you said, time is written in big letters on our sheet of friction and challenges with a million arrows off it.
Mm. Because it does factor into all the other things. Another thing we find is space. Space to rehearse, space to admin, space to plan.
Space to record a podcast without a dog yawning or a pizza request or a...
Yes, because, of course, space, a studio space, costs money. And we love getting into the studio and being able to use the space. We are more productive when we've got somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it generally, we are in a house with animals or children. Around.
We sound always... like real earth mothers, yeah. Don't we?
Which we are not.
Not yet.
And there's always a phone call, isn't there? There's always somebody.
For example, I'm about to stop this podcast to just remind my daughter not to do anything too loud in the kitchen. And the other thing we've been wrestling with, and we can decide whether to include this,
mm-hmm.
but is, again, and then we always struggle with this, and I'm not sure why, is who we are as who is our customer and who is our audience. Because we don't do songs from the 70s, we're not a jazz cover thing, we're not an Amy Winehouse tribute. So it's quite hard to describe what we are and what we do, and the fact that, you know, we prioritize performing as part of our gig.
And our sets are always eclectic as well. So we always make sure that there is something that everybody will like at least one of the songs.
Yeah.
But they're not very obvious either.
No.
Yes, we do battle with who we are as a brand. I think we're all right with generally who we are as individuals, but we're entertainers.
Yes.
And performers.
Yes.
We've never really put ourselves out as great singers. We're great, but we are performers. So we love an audience. I shouldn't say great singers. I meant just singers.
Being
I'm trying to say?
So tactful.
We thrive from an audience, and so we love our gigs when we go to pubs and venues and bars. We're happy to be background, and we're happy to do whatever is needed. But our real passion comes from performing and putting something together in front of an audience that are watching us. Again, we used to do it when we were little in our lounges.
We did, not together.
No.
Somewhere out there, 500 miles away, we were doing the same thing. We actually won a workshop we went to a couple of years ago now with the lovely Jason Ward, who we should get on.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you need your big idea. You need what you are. And then from that, you can describe it more or be, and we really have always struggled with what is the big idea.
Yeah, we still are working that out.
Yeah.
What is the big idea?
And so every year when we come to reassess what we've done, that's always a little bit of a friction and a challenge for us. So we spent some more time discussing that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to balance kind of wanting to follow your creative dream and like goals with earning a living and giving people what they want to hear and making sure people have a great time, and not everybody wants you to sing at them. You know, some people want to book you to be background or atmosphere, and we love that and we're very happy to do that. This year I think we are just going to be braver with booking a few more gigs that also tick the box of our creativity, as well as booking the gigs that tick the box of engaging with people, creating great atmosphere, and obviously being paid.
Well, hence now calling ourselves a production company, whether we just call it that to each other.
Well, and the,
and everyone
and
here.
And our 13 listeners.
But that's what we are, because we love our gigs, but we love putting on productions, and that will grow. And grow when we've decided that will grow. So actually saying it means that we are it.
Exactly.
As Alice said in season one, if you say it, then you are it. You can do anything.
If you say you're a model, you're a model.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you're a production company, you're a production company.
So going through our frictions and challenges, I mean, like we said, time really is the main focus that everything else sort of
revolves around.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the takeaway point of this is when you're looking at your frictions and your challenges, don't let it pull you down, because when actually this was one of the best conversations we've had in terms of discussing stuff, because it didn't feel negative. It was just a reflection of things we wanted to move forward with, which is exciting. So after you've done that, you get another giant post-it. Well, we do it like this because we write stop, things we want to stop, things we want to carry on doing, and things we're going to start doing. And that is the method. But we don't normally start with things we want to stop because...
Well, there aren't many things that we could think of that we want to stop this year.
Yeah.
And also putting a column of why...
Yeah, why do we want to stop it, or why do we want to carry it on?
Just so that you can actually look at why, and the feeling that it gives you as well, which obviously carries on from your friction and challenges.
So on our stop list, for example, we've decided to stop comparing ourselves. Comparison is the thief of joy, and there are so many different creative people on different paths, doing their own thing and they have their own goals. And it's really hard, especially when you're trying to promote yourself as well, to compare yourself to how well somebody's doing, what venues people are playing. And I'm making a decision, this is a personal thing, to stop getting hung up on what other businesses are doing, because we are unique and our own thing. And so I needed that little reminder to stop doing that. Especially because you spend a lot of time online when you're promoting yourself, you do then spend your time looking at what other people are doing, and that can be really great in terms of inspiration and networking, being inspired by people. But also, if you let it, it can become a thing about comparison.
And that though goes with who are we and what we are and what are we trying to sell and who are our audience, because for me that helps with the comparing thing, because it becomes quite clear that we would never fit in that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should fit there.
Yeah.
Maybe we should contact them.
Yeah.
But yes, it becomes less heavy when we have a bit of clarity.
Yeah, and also when you find yourself doing it out loud, you can say out loud,
yeah,
no, I'm not doing that this year.
Yeah.
And then you get out of the habit. And you can say to me, shut up. Stop it.
But then again, we've talked before, haven't we, about it's funny how we have our own hang-ups with certain things and irritations with certain things to do with the business or to do with where we would like to be going. And it's not necessarily the same.
No.
So, which is good.
Yes,
and if it
isn't
is the same, then we know that we've got to deal with that.
Yeah.
So one of our other things on our stop list, which we are stopping for now because we have a lot of plans for this year and it just feels that maybe we need a little bit of a break from it. But our musical, Hugh the Musical, we are just going to put to bed for a little while.
Hugh's in bed.
Yes. We've got the soundtrack. We are so proud of it. We have worked with people and gone to great venues, and it was a really great time of pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone and taking all those steps to create this bizarre musical. But it feels like it was a stepping stone. When we were talking yesterday, it has sort of allowed us to take a really big step in the direction we want to go. And for now.
Yeah, because it's so tempting. Isn't it? There's always someone who would come and see Hugh the Musical, and there would always be an opportunity we could do it. So to let go of that is quite a scary thing.
Mm.
But to say it and be out there on the internet is quite a big thing, isn't it? But why? So then we did a why, because we both then went, ah! But why are we doing that? And the reason why is because we want to move forward. We've grown so much from the people who put that musical together. We've changed a lot. We've grown a lot. We've got completely different skills. We have a much better understanding of who we are and where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time we've tried to pull it out, it was in one of our friction lists. Every time we tried to pull it out and do a one-off, it's not felt good. Even though the audiences have had great feedback and it's had really good engagement, it's just not right at the minute for us. So bye-bye, Hugh, for a little bit.
For now.
And it makes space then for other things to grow, which is exciting. On our carry-on list, carry-on Bell Street.
Yeah.
That would be a whole cabaret.
Feels a bit like that sometimes.
We're not going to go through all of those, so you'll be bored. But there is a lot of things that we've written on there that we felt good about, and it felt good to acknowledge the things we've been doing well and say, well, let's keep doing that, you know. That felt good.
And actually, a lot of that is the main structure of what we will carry on with, is that we want to remain authentic. And that marries up to who we are and what we do and what we sell. So remaining authentic and putting together a new show, maybe a couple of shows that just have our essence and ridiculousness in them, so that we can have some fun through the creativity process as well.
And connecting with people and working with people. Obviously, you know, building great relationships with the venues who we book as, we're so grateful for, especially the ones who, you know, make a regular booking out of us. That's so great to build that relationship with the venue and also with the audiences who are there. So keeping, nurturing that is important to us.
Yeah. It keeps us having to learn new songs and update our set list.
Yeah.
And pull some old ones out as well that we haven't sung for a while.
And we asked ourselves a few questions around that as well. So as you're writing your list, just make sure you're kind of going, not just making rash decisions, just think about why.
Yeah.
And authenticity is there the whole way through it for us. I think we're tired of trying to be something, which is great to try on different characters and try on different roles, but I think we're a bit tired of that now, aren't we? And then, once you've had a go at that, what do you want to carry on? Then you write start. So what are we going to start doing this year that fits in with everything else we've reflected on and where we want to go? So that's always a fun one. And then we get carried away. Isn't this a session where we just went on a 1-hour tangent about a really good idea?
Yes.
Couple of ideas.
Yeah.
See, and then we get excited and distracted, and that's... But it was good because we instantly had 3 or 4 new ideas of things that we felt really good about.
And after starting the podcast this year, and it actually, the starting then was a lot easier than we thought, even though there's lots that we still need to learn and
improve.
So starting some of these things feels less daunting, I think, after that. One of our things that we talked about for a long time, but we will start, is a mailing list and a newsletter, which we would love you to sign up to, and we will let you know more information once that is up and running.
And also creating a Facebook community relating to this podcast, a place where people can share their times where they've just thought, right, I'm just going to do it, or need a bit of encouragement. We'll be posting in there regularly, and we've been wanting to do that. And also, after talking to Claudia from Deadly as the Female, that safe space that she created for her customers was a real inspiration, and we've been wanting to create a space as an extension of this podcast, just when people do feel inspired or want a little bit cheering up.
And also, we have talked before about accountability. It would be nice to have that space, that group, where people can share if you want to start something new or if you've got an idea. We've always said, write into us, or
write in. Like it's Blue Peter.
Like, yes, you get a badge.
We could do badges like Blue Peter badges there. Yes. Fuck off bad badges.
Yes. Sorry. People have got in touch with us about things, but we just thought it might be nice to have a supportive community that actually we can share. You can share your ideas and just get a little bit of support and accountability for your project or your idea. Because it's really easy not to say what you want to do or say it out loud, as we have said before, for a lot of reasons. So sometimes just going, you know what, I'm thinking of this. I'd like to share this. Or I've done this, or look at this. So we're quite excited about that.
And one thing that we're going to start doing, there's been a project we've been working on for quite a while, and we always thought that it would take a certain form, and we've kind of really, we thought it would be a musical.
Yeah.
And we've really held on to that. I think, I don't know what episode we've talked about it in.
I can't remember actually for now. I think we've touched on it a couple of times, and we were really hung up's the wrong
focused
phrase. Focused, yeah, on this was going to be the next musical. We'd written Hugh, it was a success. This one, we had the idea, and we've really tried.
We've given it a lot of time, a lot of energy, and it's just not appearing, which is really interesting, because what hasn't died is the passion we have for the message of what we wanted this musical to be about. So what we've decided to do is let go of the idea that it might be a musical. And it might. But make it just one of our values and one of the things we keep hold of when we're thinking about creative projects and thinking about how we want to work with people. We want to use it more of a mission statement rather than a, this is our project. So the musical was going to be called Dare to be Seen, or Seen. And it's about being brave enough to step out and let people see who you are, helping people who are normally, or who feel they are fading into the background.
Or unseen, generally.
Stepping out into imagining what they would be like if people could see the real them. And it will end up being a lot about probably empowering women and or anyone.
And that very much links in with the online community that we will attempt to build with the Facebook group, with the newsletter, just keeping that sense of well, we want to be seen.
Yeah.
We've felt very unseen in a lot of different situations throughout our lives, and it still goes on, but being brave enough just to take a step and be seen for who you want to be.
Yeah.
Maybe not as who everyone thinks you are as well.
And to see people.
Yes, you know? To really, and that's what we I think have taken away from our interviews with people and exposing them to all of you that are listening. We've been able to ask the questions and people have felt comfortable to talk to us about their experiences.
And sometimes it's been people who haven't really talked about why they've done the things they've done, why they've chosen to make those creative choices. And actually sometimes it's the first time they've talked to anybody who isn't like their partner about it.
So yes, we are heading into this new year being seen.
So visual.
And brave, I feel, that needs to go in there.
Yes.
Brave and seen.
Yes. That's one of our big things, is we're letting that go as a project. And that kind of immediately frees up.
Yeah.
It, we then, as soon as we decided that, had like 5 or 6 different ideas of what we could do. And
because it was going to be a very intense storyline.
Oh, yes, it was very... And then it was a ridiculous storyline.
Yeah, and we started that new storyline in January at the musical writing workshop, which was excellent, just to sort of get it out on paper. And then we spent a week trying to write this ridiculous version of it.
Yeah, and we've got 3 or 4 songs.
Yes, which we will...
Do something with.
We will do something with, and we'll get... Certainly a couple of them we'll get out at some point, but it's just really funny how it's just not worked.
It refuses to be born.
Yeah, and we're determined not to let it go.
But maybe it doesn't want to be a musical.
No.
Yet.
Absolutely. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? So...
And also we're really excited about creating some different kind of themed packages. Which is like a new thing for us. But... helping us for the places that want to book us and maybe have a bit of a better idea of what we're going to give. We want to try and work on some more genre-led gigs.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes, because we're not very good at having confining ourselves to a genre, but we will see. So really, that is our process, and we do it every year, and it's really good if you can kind of talk it through with someone. I think it helps because you have, again, that accountability. And, you know, the name of the Facebook group will be on this podcast, on the description. And that's in 2 days. So we will have decided the name of the Facebook group and you will be able to join it. But if you want to put any, if you want to do this process and then if you want to have post something in that group, you know, maybe you could, that would be a safe space to share. We would like to create a safe space for people to set goals. But it would be great, even if you don't want to do that and you want to just discuss it through with someone. This is such a good way to do it.
And you don't need really big post-its.
But they are fabulous. And if anybody would like to donate some more post-its to us, we've just got through about 7.
We don't mind big or small either, but yeah, the big ones.
And if anyone happens to be listening who knows the CEO or anything of Post-it, the company.
It is just Post-it.
It is just Post-it.
Yeah.
If you want to get one on Amazon or any other place, or if Amazon wants to sponsor us.
Yeah.
It's called the Tabletop Easel Pad from Post-it, and we love it.
Yes.
You can cover your house in Post-its.
They're good for a present as well.
Are they?
Yeah, I've bought them for people.
Have you?
Before, because I just think... Excellent. Everyone needs a post-it at some point.
Yeah, okay. Even if you're not listening to this at New Year, we know some people like to save up the episodes and binge listen. You can do this at any point. This isn't limited to New Year.
I thought you were going to say, even if you're not listening. And then just leave it at that.
Even if you're not listening. You can do this at any time of year. It's any time you feel stuck. And we all feel like that. We did this again in September, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we try and do it at least once a year, but sometimes, you know, a couple of times a year. And it's just a really great way of getting things moving again, creatively and motivation-wise. This is the last podcast of season 2. And it has been such a brilliant whirlwind of creating it. It's been a much shorter time creating it, hasn't it? But that's kind of felt really great. We've loved the engagement. We love it when you let us know what you think about the podcast. We loved the question and answers.
Yes.
Just prove that people listen, really.
That's right. Yeah, and it was quite fair, the poll of who was going to win in a fight.
Yes.
It was pretty equal, and some people said they'd buy tickets, so...
Well, most people said that, but that won, the buying tickets.
Yes, so we'll have to book a space, put that on the list
fringe,
for next
yeah.
year. Well, we hope that you have a really wonderful 2025, and we cannot wait to bring the podcast back again.
Whatever you're doing this coming new year, whatever your goals are, whatever you want to stop, carry on or start.
Whatever your friction and challenges are, and whatever your highlights have been.
We hope that you are brave
and seen
and just
do it anyway.
Well, that was fine, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. There's only a few. I've realised I have to edit this today. That's what I've realised. If you're coming up, come. But no yawning today. Come on. Talking to the dog, not Susan. Sit down.
Tim.
Well, reader, we are honest with you. Reader. Who says that? Well, reader. Is it Jane Austen?
I don't know.
Well, listener. But being honest with you, there definitely is a sticking point where we're asked to be a certain type of business. And actually, our goals don't include becoming that kind of business. It sounds like it's going to be something dodgy, doesn't it? People want to see our feet, that's it. And the other thing is, people are very keen to put you in a box or a category in our coffin. I hope that's not an omen that we spilled tea all over our highlights and goals.
So it's not stained.
No.
Too much. It wasn't wine, so.
Is that all right like that?
Yeah, it's fine.
Now it looks like an ancient document.
Yes.